Hey guys, it's Coop, and today I'm going to talk about leadership. Now, there are a ton of leadership books out there, courses, coaches, masterminds, videos, movies even that you can watch about leadership. And over the last 20 years, growing several businesses, including Two Brain Business, which is now a worldwide company with over 60 staff, I've had to learn a lot of lessons about leadership. And today I want to give you the 5 steps to good leadership in under 5 minutes. I want to give you an actual system. I want to walk you through these step by step, do this first, this last, and I want to give you stuff that's actually actionable that you can do right now. So let's get into it. The first thing you want to do is vivid vision exercise. And you're doing this so that you can set your North Star so that everybody's looking in the same direction. It sounds simple, but it's actually complicated. A lot of your staff don't know what they're working toward or what the goals of the company actually are. And when they don't know that mission, they're probably just out there doing their own thing and like punching the clock. So the mission is inspirational, absolutely. But more than anything else, it's there for alignment. The second thing you need to do is you need to publish internal media. As your company grows, at least 25% of the stuff that you publish should focus down and in on your staff instead of up and out on your audience. And the reason for this is that the bigger your company gets, the less one-on-one time every staff person is going to get with you. And they need to hear from you. They need to know that they're on track. They need to know where you're going, what you're doing next. No leader moves in a straight line. It's just not the nature of the beast, but you can show people where the footsteps are and where you're headed next if you publish internal media. So this might be like a weekly podcast for people internal. It might be like a weekly summary that you write on Slack or in a Facebook group for your staff or whatever, but you need to think of this as like the internal newsletter, and you need to do it at least 25% as often as you do external. The third step is simple 6. So you need to mentor your staff. And as mentors, we use the simple 6 as our operating system for gym owners, for farmer phase people, right? Staff. And so when you're thinking about being in Tinker, you should have somebody who's in the farmer phase, who's kind of in charge of your company. And your job as a Tinker is to mentor the farmer. And so you can use simple 6 as an operating system. And it works extremely well because instead of telling your staff, hey, I'm going to give you a bonus based on our gross revenue, right? A number over which they have very little control or no perception of control. You can focus on one incremental marginal gain at a time. You can set a specific SMART goal for that gain, and you can assign it to people who can actually control the outcome. So you can say, here's a measurable target that's simple to hit, and here are the very, very clear directions on the tactic I want you to use to get there. Give them that method absolutely clearly in directions that anyone could understand. Do this and we'll get that. Keep doing this thing until you hit that number. And we will be successful if we reach, you know, this point. So for example, you might say we're going to cut expenses by 6%. Here's our list of expenses. Look for things that we could do without until we save 6% of our total expense budget. And turn it in to me as soon as you've got it. I will check in with you in 1 week. I'll check in with you again in 2 weeks. And our goal is to have this done by the end of the month. That's it, okay? If we're successful, we will have trimmed 6% from our expenses, for example. The fourth step is to do career roadmap sessions with your staff. And this is part of mentoring them, but it's a regularly recurring part. So you need to help your staff set goals for their perfect day and then work backward from there. For example, how much do you need to make to get to your perfect day? In your perfect day, where would you live, etc. Now, you don't have to be the person to provide all of these things for them, but you're their mentor, which means you are their connector, which means you can connect them to resources to help them. You can get them books that will help them. You can connect them to your financial advisor, for example, okay? And a great book for this is The Dream Manager. And then finally, the last step that every leader needs to take is they need to evaluate progress. They need to, at some point, say, hey, staff person, are you actually meeting these clear goals? Are you following these very clear steps that I've laid out for you? Are we achieving those goals and why not? And these 5 steps are all equally important. They're all equally ignored or forgotten maybe by a lot of leaders, But if you want to be a good leader, you have to do all of them, or your company will stagnate and you'll wind up jumping back in to fight fires instead of leading. So I hope that breaks down leadership for you. To me, I hate like big, vague, complex topics like leadership. I like things that I can digest, that I can break down into a step-by-step framework and follow. And this is the one that I do.